From KUOW, I'm Ross Reynolds. The University of Washington graduate student Kiana Scott is the 2013-14 student regent at the University of Washington Board of Regents. Kiana holds a master's degree in public administration from the Evans School of Public Affairs, and she's pursuing a doctorate degree in political communication. Kiana, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me.
So how'd you get the job?
Well, it was a long process. I initially applied. I spent a lot of time speaking with former student regents, with members of the student body around the University of Washington, really thinking about whether this was something I wanted to do, whether I would be a good fit for the position, and decided that ultimately, yes, I hope I will be. I applied and was selected to come in for an interview with a group of student leaders from a number of student groups across the three campuses.
Did they grill you?
They did. It was lots of fun. We had some good conversations. Mm-hmm. The student committee selected three finalists who were then sent down to the governor's office, and we went through a further interview process with the governor's chief of staff, and I found out that I was appointed on July 2nd.
Is the student regent a full-fledged regent?
Absolutely. I'm one of the 10 members of the Board of Regents of the University of Washington. I have complete voting privileges. I participate in every aspect of the Board of Regents, with the exception of personnel decisions.
Now, the Board of Regents are normally appointed for 6 years, but the student regent only 1 year. What's up with that?
Well, most students don't stick around for 6 years. So this gives students an opportunity to come in, have this incredible position for a year, and then continue to be students. So it's a little bit scary because there's a lot to be done and only 1 year to do it in, but I hope I'm up for the challenge.
Well, the most difficult thing to me, it seems as though the University of Washington has an incredibly diverse campus. A lot of students in a lot of different areas, a lot of from different backgrounds. How do you represent them all?
Well, it's not about representing. It's about making sure that I can help bring student perspectives from across the three campuses to the Board of Regents. So I spend a lot of my time speaking with students, both student leaders who are representing student groups, but also students who may not participate in student government, students who might not be on the Seattle campus. I'm a member of the Board of Regents for the University of Washington. That means all three campuses. So I focus on representing students from as many perspectives as possible.
But as you well know, students don't always agree about things. I mean, some students were saying, you know, it's okay to increase our tuition as long as the money goes into keeping some of these great professors. Other students weren't so happy with mm-hmm. that idea. So, I mean, how do you represent the conflicting views of students to the regents?
Well, with a university with so many students, as you just said, they don't all agree. And we have some really good, productive discussions. And sometimes that ends with agreement and sometimes it doesn't. My job is to represent the student perspective. So I don't necessarily advocate for one position. I will say, this is what some students think. This is what other students think. This is why they're not agreeing. Let's look at the whole issue.
Now, I know, Kiana Scott, one of the reasons you wanted to be on the Board of Regents was to kind of tie together these three separate campuses. Is there not a lot of connection between the three campuses?
You know, I think there's always more opportunity for connection between the three campuses. The three campuses of the University of Washington, of course, Seattle, Tacoma, and Bothell, all have strengths. They all have challenges that they face. Some of those will be similar. Some of those will be different. So there are lots of opportunities for students, faculty, staff, administrators from those three campuses to come together, learn from each other, challenge each other. And that's part of what is so amazing about this position. I can help facilitate those conversations.
Well, you're pursuing a doctorate degree. How much time is it going to take to be a regent on the side?
It's a very big job. And part of what makes the student regent position so interesting is that I am a student. I will be going to class. I will be doing my homework. And then I'll be dressing up in a suit and going to a regents meeting. So there's a lot to balance, but I'm just going to give it as much as I can, 110% every day.
Something's got to give, right? Something's got to give. What, your personal life? What are you not going to be able to do if you're a full-time student and on the Board of Regents?
Well, I don't know. The gym might miss out a little bit. I will have to see. The position is just starting for me. So at this point, I'm just hitting the ground running, having as many meetings as possible. Homework hasn't really kicked in, but don't tell my thesis advisor.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about what you know about the history of student members of the Board of Regents. Do they generally stand out as representative of students? Or you've spoken to your predecessor, I'm sure, about how these things go.
I have. The former student regents of the University of Washington are just a fantastic, dynamic, diverse group of people. They represent different campuses, different programs, although there hasn't been a doctoral student who's been a student regent since about 1999. So that's a perspective that I'm looking forward to bringing to the board that's fairly new. You know, they're all passionate people who are really dedicated to furthering the University of Washington, to helping it grow, to helping it develop. So it's a really, really amazing group of people that I get to join and look to for a lot of advice.
Since you've been selected as the student regent, have you been lobbied by fellow students about certain things? Ah, Kiana, why don't you work on this?
You know, that's part of the job that I'm most excited for, is having students reach out and say, this is my issue, this is what I care about. What can you do? How can we talk to the administration? So I'm having those meetings. I'm looking forward to having a lot more, and I'm looking forward to being as accessible as possible to students, but also reaching out, saying, hi, what issues are going on with your group? How can we help?
And what is your sense of the top issues that the student body is concerned about that you might be able to have an effect on as a student regent?
I think there are a lot, of course, with such a large university. Affordability is very important. We're just thrilled that tuition is frozen with no increase for the next 2 years. But that's for undergraduate residents, so that still means that graduate students have the possibility of their tuition being raised. That's something we'll certainly be looking at. The issue of transparency between university students and administration is something that we're just thrilled with how much progress is being made, but students are having an increasingly strong voice in the financial decisions that impact the quality of their education. That's something I absolutely want to continue to work on and develop.
You know, one thing I know the university is taking a look at is the idea that they would charge higher tuition for some areas like engineering, where graduates can expect to make a lot more money. And this change in tuition prices from department to department, what do you hear when you talk to students about that question?
Well, a lot of diverse opinions, of course, because as we've already said, students don't all agree. So part of what I'm really enjoying about the job is the chance to sit down with people with different opinions and say, okay, what's working for you? What's not working for you? How can we come together and find some solid middle ground on this issue? So at the moment, I'm just having as many conversations as possible with people holding diverse, different, and sometimes and different views.
I could easily say why someone would be against it, because mm-hmm. tuition would go up for them if they're an engineering student. But you actually are talking to students who say, yeah, this is a good idea.
Yeah, there are students out there who definitely are looking at the issue with positive feelings about it.
In June, a group of students met with the regents to talk about divesting from fossil fuel companies. Mm-hmm. And this is part of a nationwide movement that's going on. Do you support that?
You know, that conversation took place before I was appointed. So I'm really looking forward to continuing that conversation.
And what's that mean, continuing that conversation?
It means that I want to make sure I do my due diligence and absolutely check out the issue forwards, backwards, and sideways.
The regents at the time, before mm-hmm. you came on, rejected that mm-hmm. proposal, right? So you're going to raise it again?
Well, it's something that I'm interested in taking a look at.
Mm-hmm. What about that in general, the idea of students kind of really in many different ways want the university to divest from this? I mean, at least going back to apartheid and then going forward, how much of a role do you think the university regents should take in like a stand on political issues that students are interested in?
I think we should certainly be open to hearing what the students are interested in and to having those conversations, participating in those conversations. The role of the Board of Regents of the University of Washington is to be strong stewards for the university. So our role is to look out for the best interest of the University of Washington. That should always be our primary role.
You were clearly interested in the regents beforehand because you set your sight on getting this job. Mm-hmm. But in general, what do you think the rest of the student body, do they pay a lot of attention to the Board of Regents? They go, oh, the Board of Regents is coming up. What's on the agenda this month?
I think there are some students who absolutely do. I think there are other students who probably don't. The University of Washington, again, just has so many students with such diverse interests. So many activities are going on. We have students who live on campus, students who don't live on campus, students who are taking evening classes. There's no one student out there who we can say, yes, they're paying attention. But there are students who are interested in all sorts of things. The University of Regents is definitely one of them. And we're really excited about bringing students in to speak more to the board.
And we really appreciate you coming in and speaking to us, Kiana Scott. Thank you so much for taking your time.
Thank you.
Kiana Scott, one of the 10 Board of Regents at the University of Washington. She represents students in that capacity. It's KUOW.